Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you guys are in for a fun experience. We have the opportunity to bring in on John Jonas. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. So John's a great friend of mine. Also, he is the founder of onlinejobs.ph, PH standing for the Philippines. And we're going to talk to you a little bit today about outsourcing and VAs and all that kind of fun stuff. What actually works, what doesn't work, what things you should look for when you're wanting to bring someone else in, and how you can actually do this. So with all that said, John, let's kind of just dive right into this whole idea as far as outsourcing. So how did you get involved in this thing?
So that's always a fun question.
Weren't you a missionary over there?
I was not.
Oh, you weren't?
I was not a missionary there. I did serve a mission for the LDS church, but I was in Brazil.
Well, how do you go from Brazil to the Philippines?
I know, dude. Everybody always asks me this. Didn't you serve a mission there? No, I didn't. So I was actually – I taught a class at Brigham Young University one day, and I team taught it with the owner of backcountry.com. And we didn't know each other ahead of time, but the guy who was teaching the class brought us both in. And after class, we were both talking, and he was obviously running like a $1 billion business. I don't know if it's worth $1 billion, but an enormous business. And we were doing some similar things. His was a side business, and mine was like my main business. And he says, you know, when you're ready to start outsourcing some of this stuff, make sure you go to the Philippines with it. And I was like, wow, that's different, you know? And I said, why? And he said, well, because in India, when you tell them something and they say yes, that means, yes, I heard something come out of your mouth. It does not mean, yes, I understood what you said. And that was my reaction too. I was like, wow, that is like super different than, you know, and I think it kind of just gave me a little bit of hope that there might be something different than what I had experienced. Because I had tried it in India, and I had tried Odesk, which is now Upwork, and I had tried hiring people locally, and it was hard. And when he told me that, it kind of gave me hope that I might have a different experience. And he gave me a reference to where I could hire someone, and I did, and it completely changed my life.
That's crazy. So
that's kind of how I got started.
Yeah, your whole life is outsourced, as I recall.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, John, you just don't do anything but basically just sit down all day long and wait for someone else to do your stuff, right?
every time I hang out with Russell, he's always like, man, I need to be more like you. And I'm always like, man, I need to be more like you. Because like, I should be more dedicated like he is. He should work less like I do. And yeah, I mean, I work about 17 hours a week. And everything is – I don't do anything in my business other than just to tell other people what to do. And those people are all in the Philippines.
I think that's fascinating. So let's kind of talk about – so obviously our funnel hacker community here, we've got, you know, over 57,000 customers using ClickFunnels, all sorts of different skill levels and everything else. What types of things can they outsource, and – how do they pick the right outsource? I mean, I get questions all the time as far as, I just don't want to do this. I just don't know what to do to hire the right people. I don't want to have to train them, all that kind of stuff. So just let's dive right into the mechanics here. What works? How do they really make this happen?
So, I mean, there's a couple options. One, you can hire a freelancer, right? And I want to clarify the difference here. You can hire a freelancer, someone you hire on a like per project basis. And you're going to hire that person at Upwork.com. Or I think ClickFunnels has some, you know, people that are trained on ClickFunnels that'll do something for you.
Basically the sigh here is John doesn't like freelancers.
I don't because they don't care about your business. Once you pay them, they're gone. And so any work or any effort that you put into bringing them up to speed in your business, you lose that work or effort. And the next time you need something else done, you have to go through that process again. And I just learned a long time ago that freelancers don't help build a business. They help you get something done, but it doesn't ever take any load off of you to hire a freelancer, a contract worker, someone per project, right? So that that you'll never get to the 4-hour work week doing it that way. And so anything that I'm going to talk about today, you can assume that I'm talking about hiring someone to work for you long-term in your business, whether part-time or full-time, doesn't matter, but it's a long-term permanent hire.
I think that's a real important thing because I've done both. I've done the freelancer thing, and the only time that's ever worked for me, freelancer's fine for a graphic project or for something where you're trying to get something designed or something real quick, at least from my experience, as long as you find the right people. But if you want something like when you're building your funnel, you want something where someone's working with you and you're on it, or your taxes or anything that has some scalability to it, at least from my experience, you can't be doing a freelancer because you're right. They just don't care.
Yeah. And yeah, you're absolutely right. And then long-term, you know, like you hired someone who built your funnel. Well, your funnel's going to change.
Yeah.
You know, and do you want to go back and have to hire someone else to change your funnel? That sucks. You know, or someone built your funnel and now you want to add to it. You want to add an email integration or you want to change your shopping cart, you want to, you know, whatever it is, now you have to go hire someone else, or now you want to start doing some SEO or some paid advertising, and then now you got to hire someone else. You know, there's something with hiring someone who's intelligent and having them do things for you because you're teaching them how to do what they're doing that takes a load off of you time-wise and mentally. So like the very first person I ever hired was a programmer, and I'm a programmer. Or I was. So I that first guy who told me when I taught that class, he told me to hire someone. And I went back and forth for a couple of months. I waffled like, I don't know if I can hire someone to keep – I don't know if they can do as good of a job as I am. I don't know if I can keep them busy full time. I don't know if I can afford it. I ended up hiring someone, and it was the most liberating experience of my life. His full-time job was to do anything I asked him to do. And so he did the programming that I had currently been doing. And all of a sudden I was free to focus on other things. And that change right there, what I realized, I didn't realize it then, I've realized it over the years, is my brain is really, really good at solving problems in my business, at coming up with solutions, at creating marketing things or sales processes, whatever it is, when I'm not bogged down with whatever detail that I'm currently bogged down in my business. And so hiring that full-time person lets you step away and work on your business instead of in your business. And so that you asked, your original question was what works. This is what works, is hire someone long-term permanent in your business.
So how do you actually go about, I mean, the hardest part I know for a lot of entrepreneurs when they're in this situation, I've gone through this myself, and that is like, gosh, I don't know. It's what you just said. I know they can't do it as well as I can. Am I going to have to be managing these people? Is it really going to save me time? So how do you go about finding the right people?
So I'm not sure. You're not going to like this.
As you can tell, John, we'll go back and forth. We're good friends on this thing, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, right. Okay. So I'm not sure that's even the right question.
Okay. Because, so what is the right question then?
All right. So can they do it as well as I can? Well, that programmer was better than I was. And I didn't think that was possible, right? Some other things like can they write as well as I can? Well, you know, like they're not going to write in my style as well as I can. But I hate writing, so I'm not going to write. And so it's getting done. Whether it's as good as I do it or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's getting done. So how do you find the good, that right person? That's the question everybody wants to know. How do you recruit someone who doesn't suck?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so
well, for a lot of people, it's a limited resource. And they're going, gosh, if I'm going to spend this money, I got to make sure it works.
Yeah, and you know, for a lot of people, here's the real kicker. A lot of people approach this from the perspective of they're hiring a freelancer, a contract worker, right? Because that's all they've ever known. And so in hiring a contract worker, you start off with the assumption that I don't have enough time. I can't train this person because I don't have enough time. I can't work with this person. I can't spend any time on this person because they don't work for me long term. I can't spend any energy on this person because they're not my employee, right? So right. I'm going to flip all of those things on their head and say, if you hire a full-time person, you can spend time on this person. You can spend time training because now they're going to do something you're currently doing which is going to give you a couple hours back. And if you spend 20 minutes of those 2 hours training them, you're so far ahead. You can invest in this relationship because they're going to give you time back, right? Okay, so now that you've started your recruiting with those assumptions in mind, it makes a lot of sense to spend some time recruiting a person to do something that you know how to do. And when you recruit someone to do something you know how to do, you're so much more well-equipped to find someone who's really good. So for me, in the beginning, I was recruiting a programmer, and I'm good at programming. And so I was so much more capable at finding a good programmer. And the person that I found, his blog was a PageRank 6 at the time, which is ridiculous, right? Because he had written a couple of WordPress plugins that like hundreds of thousands of people were using. The guy was incredibly talented, and he was making $250 a month for full-time work.
Jeez.
Yeah, just silly. And that's not the going rate for someone like that today. This is 12 years ago. But the point is, when you pick something that you are currently doing and you recruit someone to do that thing that you're doing, your ability to recruit is so much better than if you go out to find someone to do something you don't know how to do. If you're not a programmer, you don't know how to program, and the very first person you recruit is a programmer, I have a really hard time telling you how to pick someone who doesn't suck. Now, I have some things that I can tell you to do, but the very first thing is to kind of change what you're recruiting for and get some time back in your life. And find if you're currently writing articles or writing social media posts or doing whatever, you know, doing social media, whatever it is, find someone to do that for you. If you're currently building your funnel and you know how and you're modifying and tweaking it, find someone to take over your ClickFunnel for you.
Oh, I love that idea.
And teach them. And then you're going to get some time back in your life, and you know how to recruit that person. You know the skills they need. You know what's important in recruiting them.
I think that's fantastic. I think it's perhaps the best advice is too often people want to hire someone where they don't know the skill themselves. And it's a lot easier to hire someone where you already know the skill and just buy that time back.
Yeah, buy yourself some time in your life. And then you can move on to hiring someone to do something you don't know how to do. Because you can definitely do it. But the first thing to do is something that you do know how to do.
I love that. What else should they be looking for?
Okay, so here's my recruitment process. Number one, I do my own recruiting, and that's key. Everybody always comes to us and they're like, "Oh, I want someone to do it for me because it's too hard." And I know, because we've done this hundreds of times. If we recruit someone for you, which we don't do very much, our chances of success are 50-50. And we're pretty good at it, but it's not my chance of success of recruiting someone for myself is like 80%.
I think that's something that people have to understand. That's really critical, is you can't outsource that part. It's kind of like, you don't want to outsource your lovemaking. We joke around about that all the time. That is, you want to make sure that, I mean, you're bringing someone in here. So invest in that recruiting time, invest in that time where you're like, you know what, I'm going to recruit this person and bring them on my team and spend that time.
Yeah. And that will make you so much better after you've hired them. It'll turn them into a rock star much faster if you do the recruiting yourself. Okay, so here's a couple of recruiting tips. Number one, do not do a Skype interview. And that goes against everything that everybody always says. I think a lot of people just like to repeat a good idea that they hear that sounds good, right? Interview them via Skype. No! Don't do a Skype interview. Filipinos don't want to do a Skype interview. If you insist on doing a Skype interview, you're going to lose good potential recruits because they're scared. They're shy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just going to be – I'll testify to that one for sure. I did that. I did that multiple times, and they were so apologetic the entire time. Because I did this interview with a video camera, and they're like totally embarrassed of their conditions and where they're at. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it just made such an awkward, terrible interview.
Yeah. Don't do it. Skip the Skype interview. Unless this person is going to be talking on the phone for you, like talking to customers, then do a phone Skype interview, not a video one. Okay. Second, when you're recruiting, send lots of emails and ask lots of questions. So here's what I'll do. I will start with, you know, are you looking for a job? Yes. Okay. Tell me why I should hire you. I don't want to hear because you're hardworking and you're dedicated and whatever. I want something creative. Tell me something creative about yourself. And then from there, I'll move on to asking two or three or four questions per email for 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 emails. And I want to ask lots and lots of questions because what I have found is this is a remote worker, right? You don't get to sit in an office with them. So there are different characteristics that I need that are different from an office. Like in an office, I know you're sitting here every day. Remote, I don't know that. And so when I ask these questions, number one, I get to see their English. And you know, it's reasonable to fake a profile on onlinejobs.ph. It's reasonable to have your friend help you write your profile. It's not reasonable to have your friend respond to questions over and over and over again, right? So you get to see their English. And just so you know, in a technical position, this is completely the English skills are not important. Programmers, designers, webmaster, English is not relevant there. Social media, yeah. Writing, it's important, right? Okay, so number two, I get to see their responsiveness. If they respond every day or twice a day or within an hour after I email them while I'm recruiting them, the chances of them responding really quickly after I've hired them are really high. If it takes them 2 days to respond while I'm recruiting, then after I've hired them, chances of it taking them 2 days to respond is really high. And that doesn't work for me in a remote relationship where if you're not responding for 2 or 3 days, I don't know if you're working at all because yeah. You're not sitting in the office with me, right? Okay, so the other thing it does is it lets me gauge their attention to detail. Because for me, in my brain, I need someone else who is very detail-oriented because I'm not. And so it tells me if I ask you 4 questions and you only respond to 3 of them, well, when I give you 4 tasks to do, you're only going to do 3 of them, right? And that doesn't work for me. So in my recruiting process, I always ask lots of questions over lots of emails and get lots of communication. And I usually find that I end up with a gut feeling. And that gut feeling is usually pretty correct.
So how long does it take to actually hire someone then if you're going back and forth like this? Is this weeks? Is this days? Minutes?
It depends on the person, right? Like if they're responding, if I start an interview process with them, if I start emailing them and they're responding immediately, I might get 5 emails in an hour and be like, yeah, I want to hire you. When can you start? Tomorrow? Okay, great. Here's your first task, right? It can literally take an hour. It could take 2 weeks. You know, like if I'm not feeling great about this first person, maybe I'm now recruiting someone else and, you know, maybe I'm not getting what I wanted the first time. So it could take a couple of weeks, but usually like if you're talking to someone and you decide I want to hire this person, it's like, okay, start tomorrow. Great. Let's do it.
I love it. So what are some of the things you actually can outsource? Because you outsource everything, but what give people some ideas as far as what are some of the things normal business owners would outsource, and then what are some of the wild, crazy things that you're outsourcing?
So one of the things I would say do not outsource is creative marketing. Like don't hire someone to – you're building a click funnel. Don't hire someone to write your message. You know, like you're the business owner. You know the customers. You need to write your message. You need to be the creative person. I'm not saying you have to create the creative, you know, designs. You can hire a designer to do that, but you should drive the messaging. You know, don't hire someone in the Philippines to create customer-facing marketing materials. Unless you're involved in it, and then it's fine. Do hire someone to manage your ClickFunnels. Do hire someone to manage your social media. I'll tell you, this is something that people are super hesitant about. I hate Facebook, and I just feel like it's the biggest time suck. And so for years, it's like it sucks you in. If you even glance at it, it just sucks you in and you just wasted an hour, right? So for years I avoided it, and two of the girls in the Philippines that work for me were always like, we got to do more on Facebook. Can we do this on Facebook? Can we start doing social media marketing? I'm like, no, we can't, because I don't know how to do it and I don't want to be involved in it. So finally they presented me a plan with like, here's what we can do. And I was finally like, okay, fine. You guys can do this. Cause I felt bad saying no to them all the time when they're trying to improve my business, you know? And so I was like, fine, write me some example posts of what you're going to do. And they sent me some stuff and I was like, okay, you know, I mean, this is reasonable. I want to change this and this and this. And I turned them onto it, right? And for the first like couple of weeks, I was checking everything and making sure. And then I stopped because I was like, okay, you guys know what you're doing better than I do here. So today, Online Jobs has like, I don't know, 160,000 likes. You know, if we've never done anything sneaky or we never bought likes or anything like that, it's all legitimate. And I've never made a single post.
That's impressive, John. Not surprising, but impressive.
So I mean, there's like crazy amounts of stuff you can outsource. Design, programming, webmaster, social media, content writing, customer service, admin, webmaster, you know, anything that can be done online can be outsourced or insourced.
I love that. Super cool. So as people start looking, obviously, I mean, you have onlinejobs.ph. What are some of the things they need to be looking for when they're working with a company like yours?
What should they be looking for?
I mean, how do they pick the right agency to work with?
That's actually a really good question. Okay, so there's a couple ways to find someone. That's really what you're asking. Where do you find someone? So I own onlinejobs.ph, but let me start with another option. We've already talked about Upwork, where you're going to hire a freelancer, and you know my opinion on it, right? And the problem there is they're not going to work for you forever. They're not going to work for you for a long time. And if you hire someone in the Philippines that is not on Upwork, they might work for you forever. And that's just how the loyalty is in the Philippines. It's amazing. So you can go through an agency to find someone. This is how I got started in the very beginning, because there wasn't another option. So there's tons of companies in the Philippines where they set up an office in the Philippines and they recruit workers and they bring them into the office and they mark up their salaries and they lease them back to you. And that's fine. There's a couple issues with it. One, they mark up the salaries, you know, so like you're paying $1,500 a month and they're paying that worker $400 a month, which, you know, okay, that's not that big of a deal. It's, you know, a $10,000 a year thing, whatever. But the other issue is that generally you have a recruiting pool of like three people, right? Whoever they found that they tell you is your option, that's your option, right? And the very first person that I had, he was great. The second person sucked. And I there was nothing I could do about it because I didn't have the option of recruiting for myself. Another option that I'm going to give you is Craigslist. You can try manila.craigslist.org, but I'll just warn you, there are crazy amounts of scams on there because it's all free. And I mean, I heard someone the other day tell me, I put a job on Craigslist and most of the responses were from India. And I'm just saying there's just so much scamming going on there. At onlinejobs.ph, we're just a marketplace. Like there's 500,000 Filipino resumes. So you're going to go in and recruit the person you want to recruit. It's between you and them. So when you ask what should someone be looking for in looking for a company, really there's not, you know, there's like you can go through an agency and pay the markup and be limited, or you can do some work yourself and find the person. Another option actually is to use a recruiting agency where they don't have offices in the Philippines. The people work from home, but they'll recruit someone for you. And, you know, like I said before, we're pretty good at it and it's like 50-50, you know? So it's still just 50-50. Nope. Yeah.
So. I love it. Well, I appreciate it a ton, John. Any parting words here as we get ready to wrap things up here? Anything else you want our users to make sure they know, listeners?
No, I mean, the reality is you have to try it. You know, you have to try it and see, like, does this work for me?
Because I totally agree with that. You got to try it.
Because for me, saying I work 17 hours a week and I've seen lots of other people do this successfully, you know, like thousands of people do this successfully, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. You know, you have to try it and see. You know, the potential downside is you spend a couple hundred dollars. The potential upside is you get hours and hours back in your life.
And I think, honestly, that's the main thing I want people to, is kind of a takeaway, is no matter where you are in your career or your business or your life, the most important thing is your time. You got to find some way of buying back time. I don't care if it's literally hiring I think the first person I ever hired in my life was someone to start mowing the lawn, and then it was a housekeeper. And I mean, it just keeps going from there, and all of a sudden you're like, gosh, I'm not good at this. I don't like doing it. Why should I do it? And I can buy back that time and spend that time with my family and with others that I really want to spend time with. So I think no matter what, you got to find some way of buying back time. And onlinejobs.ph is a great place to go ahead and at least take a start and try it.
And see if it works for you.
Love it. Well, John, how do they get a hold if they want to reach out? So obviously onlinejobs.ph, anything else?
You don't
check Facebook and you don't do anything else. So
I have forced myself to be available through Facebook. If you want to message me on Facebook, I will get it. Also, I'm infinitely available through email. If you use the contact us link on onlinejobs.ph, it doesn't come to me, but if you ask for me, it will get to me. So I'm available that way.
I love the fact that you live what you preach. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, John, thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon, bud.
Hey, talk to you later. Thanks.
You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.